Hey, good morning, Patriots. So it's quite another day. And as we endure this kabuki theater that we're putting up with in Washington, D.C., we're beginning to see the subtle signs that this is as big a show as we thought. And I think originally, as we were told, we're watching a movie is proving to be more true than we can imagine. We'll see how that develops through the day, and there'll be some more on that a little bit later this morning. Patriots, it's really important, I think, right now that we reflect very deeply on our place in relationship with God and the things around our lives. We've had a long 5 years of shift, I guess I would say, where we have moved from the influences of a system built completely around the worship of material things. It was essentially a modern Babylon, designed specifically to keep us apart from God, designed specifically to keep us separated from one another, and designed with the tools to make sure that we see the conflict and strife were normal to the way that we are. Where we are today in this process of going, enduring that walk and going through the many different processes of having this big brother type system, the matrix of a sort, constantly reject us or try to punish us or push us off of their systems, and took all for the purposes of control. What we've found is the unity with one another. And in so doing, we've found what is truly important in life. And it's part of the Great Awakening. It's part of a setting aside of the control systems that we were born into. And there is a physical shift that has now happened. Now, as they try to, for example, move us off platform, separate us from one another, we find ourselves quickly reassembling, we find ourselves quickly realigning, and the resilience in that, and our ability to continue the march forward is there, stronger than ever, primarily because we now have each other. I'm going to begin this morning by reading Galatians 6. We're going to work through 1 to 11. And I'll begin just with this. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. In that simple set of words, we're reminded so much of the importance that we are connected, that we're not simply walking as individuals, and that in that fabric of connectedness, that how we support one another means we support the whole. The interesting part of that is that in that very phrase, in those very few two sentences, we have the whole essence of where we go one, where we go all. And there's such a strength in those, in that simple phrase, and yet it's replicated again here. We'll continue. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor, for each will have to bear his own load. It's again this balance between the individual and the group. We each have a path that we take that is centered a lot on our gifts from God. And as we find the power of those gifts moving forward, it's also the balance of knowing that those gifts are only made stronger if we work together and support one another, because all in the end, we are all a piece and a reflection of God himself. That piece, I think, is too often missed. And it's missed primarily because of a system that emphasizes so much the individuality of ourselves based on competition, based on aspiring to personal gain, personal wealth. And there's a certain irony in that statement, because when we deal with the left, which essentially is a mockery of God's greatness in almost all that they do, there is this principle that they like to push, and we've talked about so much in our walk across this political landscape, which is everyone gets a trophy concept. There is a kernel of truth in that, in God's world, in that, in the spiritual place that we walk with God, in that the individual itself, accelerating them high above the others to delineate them and elevate them, is not God's intent, because everybody is gifted, and in this end we are all part of his great and perfection that he has here, and it's this fabric that we're all part of in building this perfect tapestry. But so the idea of one side of this Luciferian order that we have, that we live with, is that the individual, and there's certain individuals that are gifted above the other individuals, that discord happens right there, is at the core of so much of the strife and difference that the model of the system that we are leaving kept us entrapped in. So this new system, this great reset that they call it, is striving to build a place where everyone is equal. All things are level. Income is shared equally. There's income distribution. No one gets a trophy, because everyone is as good as the next. And in the way it ends up working, it's a suppression, not an elevation. It's a suppression of the souls, a suppression of the talents, because that equality that they place there isn't placed on supporting one another and elevating each other and then each bearing his own load. Instead, it's based on a state that says to you, you cannot go beyond this, no matter what your talent or gift. You must accept that the one next to you and the other you are equal to. However, you are not all together. You are all worshiping us, those are the controllers of the state. It's a interesting fine thread that this leftist system has woven. Again, it's very much like the Luciferian way of things, because everything is an inverse and everything is a subtle mockery of everything God does. And it's these types of concepts that the left equally uses to push forward the narrative that Christ was a socialist or God is presented a socialist system, neither of which is true. The system which we are learning and feeling and embracing as we experience in this great awakening is a system of mutual respect, of love, of mutual support, of embracing the uniqueness of each of us, of embracing and supporting the success of each of our talents, and then each of us realizing that we each have an equal burden to carry. The talents we're given, God wants to see maximized to its fullest. That doesn't translate to whether I have a 16 pounds of silver and someone else has only one coin. That's not the translation. The translation is to, for you and for myself and for each of us, to fully raise ourselves up to become that place where we can turn and look not only to God, but to look at our fellow brethren and say, look here, let us all walk together. Let us all share God's word, but let us each succeed to the greatest depth that we can. It's quite an amazing place, because the priority is shifted from the material well-being and the material consumption and worship, which is so central and has been so central to every one of our lives. I'm going to continue. Let the one who taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from his flesh reap corruption. but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. It's an incredible passage again, because we see right there that line of where your worship is as you press into being fulfilling the gifts that God gave us. When we push into those gifts and talents, or we discover a talent, for example, that we have, or one we learn, when that becomes tied to some sort of material reward, such as I've learned to be an accountant, nothing against accountants, but say that's just something you've learned, it's a skill. You may hate it may not be something you like, but the reward for this is that as we push into this and we accelerate and we become better at it, our motivation isn't through God and Spirit. It's instead the motivation becomes that of the worship of the items of the flesh. We want more money for it. We're going to get a better bonus for it. We're going to get stock options for it. We're going to get a better vacation package out of it. It's an expansion of our own personal talent, a talent that we've acquired with a motivation of getting something in exchange. It's a quid pro quo. That right there is so much at the center of what we call Babylonian money magic, which is to take a gift, regardless of what it is, and it converts it into something that itself is a material of exchange, so that if I do more and I do things in a certain way, I get more of that material reward. All of those things are irrelevant. They don't go with us. Nothing comes with us. So where we are now is a place where each one of us has to begin to make these choices, if you haven't already. There's some frightening moments in this, because the world is transforming, and the dependencies that we've had in the past and many of the burdens that we've created for ourselves, essentially a form of enslavement, have in fact trapped us in places where, and willfully we've done it, we have the burdens of debt, we have the burdens of the expectations of salaries, or the needs in the way that we've structured our lives to get more salary, more material things. And we've lost that connection with our gift to the Spirit of God, to truly one who sows the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Patriots, that's the center of all things that we have. And why we are here ultimately is this journey of navigating through the many pits and falls and traps that sit along the way to avoid the deceptions and to recenter ourselves. Because in my reading of Scripture, it centers on a critical issue. Do we choose to return to God? Not simply the fact of, and this is where I'm sure there's people that will disagree, and that's okay. But it's, for me, it's not simply the fact of being reborn in Christ, which is critical because that's part of this process. But there's a responsibility the moment that happens to continue to absolve ourselves from the ties and the strings and the threads that bind us to a system that has prioritized ourselves and our lives to a material worship. And it's in that process that we walk that we're making the choice to return to Him. So let me finish this passage. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are all of the household of faith. The critical piece in the Babylonian money magic has always been to separate the tithe and the doing good for others from the true goodwill of paying through the Spirit and paying into the future, and converting that into a tool of money exchange, commodity, and ultimately power and control. at the center of a lot of what happens. If you look at it through this lens, you can appreciate a lot of the rage, we'll call it righteous indignation, that Christ demonstrated when he flipped tables. Because in the outside of the temple, they were literally exchanging, the money changers were converting your tithe into a monetary tool that was blessed off by a Luciferian type thinking that in the end was used as a mechanism, not of goodwill, but of control and power, as if you could take God's gift and convert it and then buy your way into heaven. That powerful transference of God's tithing and gift and goodwill into the world suddenly changes everything to where it's a tithing of exchange, of monetary well-being, of difference. I can buy more money. I've brought more to buy more way into heaven. And that's not the way the path ever worked. It's the spiritual reaping of the rewards for eternal life. For in the end, we are truly nothing, because we are all part of him. Individually is the deception. And as we walk with that beautiful space of knowing that we're part of God, that as we walk with God, we're unified with God, and that individually, we're just a speck on this fabric, for us to realize that in the whole pictures of things, we represent God's true face and beauty. Each one of us is a glimpse of that moment. Each one of us has a piece of his perfection. So it is up to us to choose, to strive to be the greatest we can be with the gifts he gives, to never give up, because the gifts weren't there for you to walk away from. The gifts were there to challenge you, to elevate you. And in doing so, we empower God's grace, his beauty across the world, because it's us working together. I think the conclusion that leads one to, which I always find very profound, is that we are here then in this moment in the way that we are because we all chose to take a path that ultimately led us to a place of a different type of worship. Each one of us carries that place of idolatry with materialism. But equally, as we are now at this moment of great awakening, we are here at this time with an opportunity to quite literally exodus from that place and work together to bring manifest a world that is solely rooted on God and the spiritual achievements. And on the outside, it may not look that different. And yet it's completely transformed at its core, because we've placed a priority in a different place. Rather than seeking the material reward for the gifts that we're given, we've gone quite the other way. We have sought the spiritual reward without any concern for the material gifts. And in so doing, we've looked out for each other. We've unified with each other. We're elevating each other with each step, encouraging each other, and encouraging the accomplishments and success of the highest order of each one of us. Can each of us carry our own load, but at the same time, all of us be unified in the power, the strength, and the glory of all that he's given each one of us. It's quite an amazing place to be. It's humbling, and we're all part of it in this moment in history. Whatever we each did before to try to walk that place is important, but what's most important now is that we walk together. And then in that place of walking together, we so honor God, we so honor Christ, our Savior and King, that the world literally, patriots, before our very eyes, transforms. That's our great awakening. That's where we are. And it is such an exciting moment to be. It has nothing to do with the circus that we've been witnessing in the last few days. All of this ultimately has to do with how we choose. And no matter what is put before us, no matter what challenges are dropped, no matter what tyrants try to say, if we stand strong and walk this path together as God's children, unified or the gifts and talents of this incredible world that he's giving us to manifest, nothing, and I mean this, nothing can stop what's coming. We together, unified, we are the keystone to the rest of this future life that we have before us. All we have to do is choose one nation under God, indivisible. That's us. And that's the gift that we're reclaiming, the gift in which we have to hold the line, the gift that God gave us from the beginning. What a glorious, glorious time to be alive. So, Patriots, let's pray. Heavenly Father, on this day and each day that we stand here with you, stand here unified with one another, each of us listening, each of us elevating our gifts and talents for the betterment of all of this world, to let your love shine more brilliantly into this world, to support each other, to elevate each other, and to transform a world before us into something that worships only one thing, you. Lord, we are so blessed to be in this time, a time of transition from an old back to the gift that you originally gave us. But the old was equally there in the beginning, a deception, a choice. And for so long, Lord, we have been trapped and walked that path of the deception. Let us put that to rest. Let us now have the courage and the clarity and the breath and the hearing to see, hear all before us in the path which you choose to place there, that true line of truth. Let us not be deceived. And in that walk, Lord, let us honor you. Let us honor Christ, our King, in each breath and step. Let us remember the importance of bearing each other's weight as we each bear our own load. Let us remember the importance, Lord, of always sowing to the Spirit, because it's there that we reap eternal life. We thank you and we're humbled as we kneel and put ourselves before you. We're graced to walk in this time. And we ask that you'll continue to give us strength in the face of a storm to navigate through what seems at times to be an impossible barrier, when in fact it is all so easy, because in the end it relies only on one thing, that we trust in you. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. What an amazing time to be alive. Truly, what an amazing time. So, Patriots, I'll be back on in 30 minutes. We're going to do a bit of a storm. Our storm watch will be back in 30 minutes. And we're doing a bit of a change going forward. I'm going to spend the morning storm watch reading our original documents. So I'll be beginning today with the Declaration of Independence. And then each day we'll go through origin documents of our nation, whatever those are. We'll be doing some Federalist Papers and other things. But I think that it's a good place for us to, rather than be consumed with the nonsense of the news, and I'll say that, and then we'll have some major breaking event, and I'll go, hey, look what's happening. That's okay. We'll adjust. That's the biggest thing, is that we adapt. One other thing, these podcasts on Podbean take about 15 minutes, roughly, to process, and then I will post them, and I have been since last night, since YouTube decided to give us a week vacation from their platform because we were speaking truth. But they'll post within about 30 minutes. And then when they do, they post immediately on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And through today, in between shows, I'm working to get all, starting from the beginning, to push all the shows over to gab.com. Gab doesn't have chat, but we're trying to get that caught up. And we will see how things evolve in the next couple of weeks. We'll be setting up, hopefully in the next couple of days, we'll be having the email list set up on the website, because there's a lot of things we're developing now through the website that we're going to try to have ready in the next few weeks. Have prayers for that, Patriots, because we're going to need some help and some guidance to get to the challenges we want, but I think we can do it. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to have a central home for all things Bards FM, which will include our own hosted chat, our own hosted podcast and streaming there, and other things to come. So prayers up. And someone asked, I just saw on the board, yes, and we'll be having a merch store. That's all the products are developed and we're getting ready. So we're making some resiliency in the model. It'll take some transition time. Be patient as we deal with the nonsense of GoobTube over there. But our goal here is not to be dependent on any social media platform, though we'll continue to be on many, but to have a true home for this incredible group that we've built here, Bard's Digital Army Division, BDAD. Love and respect, Patriots. I'll see you in about 30 minutes. Until then, head up, eyes forward. Never stop fighting. Press into the fight. Always stay close to God. Never relent. And above all, stay tight in prayer and remember, God delivers. God bless, Patriots. I'll see you in a bit. Out for now.
In the night, we were wild, we were golden. Sparks and embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the fault lines, we're riding your hand in mine. Freedom, the song we're humming. You can't stop the storm from coming. Why look, it all comes rushing. Wolves cry and lightning strikes. Dark sky and thunder rumbling. You can't stop the storm from coming. Holding on to what we built, absolution. East of Eden, running with the wolves of freedom. If you listen, hear the whispers what the night knows. There's a revolution rising in the shadows. Fire and ice we hold inside a revival. Guided past the fault lines, running your hand in mine. Freedom, the song we're humming. You can't stop the storm from coming. Why look, it all comes rushing. Wolves cry and lightning strikes. Dark sky and thunder rumbling. You can't stop the storm from coming. I'll be your stronghold. I won't let go of you tonight into the unknown. We fight for all that we desire. I'll be your stronghold. Oh, when it's winter in your mind, into the unknown. Fire and life, sweet heavenly fire. And Thunder rumbling, you can't stop a storm from coming.